Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're listening to the Go Birds podcast.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds podcast. Elliot Chirpark, James Heltzer with you. We spent a little time trying to figure out what to talk about, and we decided
to win one game.
And we decided we're going to argue about AI.
No.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Allen Iverson.
Yeah, that's right. It's an Allen Iverson pod.
Talk about the hat.
Yeah. No.
Speaking of Iverson,
maybe the dumbest, like, whatever. Yeah. Habit, the hat. Like, who cares? Everyone wears Yankees hats. Like, I didn't see anything other than the guys wearing a hat. You wear an Astros hat. Like, who cares?
Talking about Jalen, to be clear,
of course,
the people that haven't seen it. No, I agree. I mean, the Yankees hat, and I will say, actually, this is a shot at the Yankees in a way.
Ooh,
like,
I can always get down
the Yankees
that.
Hat is not supporting the Yankees. Like the symbol, like, of the Yankee itself is no longer, like, it's become
its own thing.
Yeah, no, I will say,
fashion wise,
like, growing up, I was someone that had a ton of hats. Like,
oh,
I had
surprising.
Like A's hats, Blue Jays, White Sox,
whatever matched, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So like, that's what Jalen's doing. Like, he's not like a.
I agree.
So he could have walked in on any hat, and I wouldn't be like, he's
same.
A Blue Jays
same.
Fan.
Same.
But the Yankees, especially, is like a nondescript hat.
I don't disagree.
It's basically a brand. It's not a team.
I agree. Speaking of clothing.
Yes.
What's going on?
Got a whale. So
for
shirt.
The yeah, for those who can't see, Elliot Shore Parks, and it is a very, I mean, Tucker, compliment on it immediately.
Thank you. I love
very
whales.
Nice sweater we'll type thing. It yeah, it looks very comfortable.
Feels like a towel.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's
hold
like
on. Hold on. There's a blue whale on your shirt.
There is.
All right. So longtime listeners of the pod should have the same problem that I do. For those who don't know, Elliot's biggest fear in life,
number one,
is a blue whale.
Yeah.
And you're wearing it on your shirt. There's something amiss here.
Well, I got
talk,
news for
talk
you.
Me through this.
It's not a real blue whale. I hate to break it to you, but
you don't look down and get shook all the time. You're like, no. Ah, God,
I think if anything, it's like therapy in a way. Like I'm getting used to seeing the whale.
It's exposure therapy.
Exactly. It's exposure therapy. We actually have a very similar good, image.
You need
of
to
a
get
blue
over
whale
this ridiculous fear.
Dude, did you see the video recently of a blue of whale did, killing yes. a killer shark?
Yeah. Killer. No. Oh, I didn't. I saw the one where the blue whale ate the person, but then spit him back out. Spit him
That's
back out.
That's what I'm trying to say, though.
Spit him back
I
out.
I wonder what percentage of people that enter a blue whale's mouth survive. I would say, but it's like a little
Tucker,
higher than you think.
Get on the horn, buddy.
I mean, it's we a little an higher than you right think. Now. Like you would think it'd be, I don't know, 2%.
Well, I think after seeing that video, I think it's quite right. high. But again, this all leads to why the hell are you scared of something that doesn't even eat you and has it in your mouth? Like a shark. Sure. I get
know
it.
What to say, like I'm a slave to fashion, you know, like got to do what you got to do.
It is a cool looking shirt. Though.
Thank you. It's like a zip up thing. I don't normally wear it. I feel like I view it more as a summertime thing, but it's actually pretty warm.
No, well, I wouldn't think of summertime. Look at that. It'd be hot as
very cold outside.
Dude, it is. I walked in from my car to work this morning. And literally had the thought, should I talk to Emily about moving somewhere hot?
It's crazy.
Like yeah. I never would, whatever, maybe old age, whatever. But I had a real thought of yeah. like, would my life be better if I didn't have to deal with this? Like well, a real thought.
I always think of this sign that I saw. I think it was in Charleston, South Carolina. And it's like, I live where you vacation.
Yeah.
And it's
totally
so true.
Totally.
Like, and even being in LA, and I was only there for like 36 hours a few weeks ago. It must be so nice to have that weather every day, but it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Sure, sure. I can get by on that one.
Yeah,
I could survive on that one. There's a difference between cold and like when it gets into the teens.
Yeah.
It's unbearable. Like I don't want to go outside. I hate it. It's so horrible.
I really,
especially my old age.
I'm going to stop bringing up the dome thing because I do it all the time now. But like, do I need to say it? Like what you're saying right now.
I think people really love it when you bring it up though. So you should
no, I know. I think people hate it. I tweeted build the dome now with a video of the link in the snow and I didn't read the comments but 350 responses.
Can I just
so
you,
I can't imagine they're like great point Elliot.
I'm so proud of you for not
thank
reading
you
this.
Yeah.
You've really come a long way.
I'm off reading the comments. I'm
honestly in the history of our pod it might be the thing I'm most proud of.
Thank you
for you
appreciate yeah. that
because that was a you know a thing
it's, you know
how much better is your life.
It's considerably better.
Like you know, noticeable, right?
That being said, I just assume all 350 are negative. So like, it's not that different. I guess
you
I'm not,
really missed out on the one guy. Who was like, what a good
exactly,
idea!
Yeah,
did you build
the,
a dome?
To the one guy that was like, good point, Elliot. Yeah, thank you.
You're
to
a
you.
Hype man out there.
Speaking of the cold, Buffalo.
Look at you,
2 weeks.
Fansoffilly.com. Yeah. Check it out.
Was
we are going
with Joe yesterday.
It's going to be awesome.
A 2-hour thing the night before the game. I don't know the name of the bar, but it's going to be all of us, all the Eagles fans. Very excited for that.
I can't wait.
I'm excited for Buffalo too. Like I think
it's a big game. Well, look,
well, the game, but I just mean like I'm excited to see the city.
Oh,
like,
me
I'm
too. I want to try wings. Be, yeah. I want to try wings, man. I'm going to Anchor Bar, or whatever it's called.
Is that is that the
that's
big
the
one?
Famous place? Anchor Bar is the famous place.
Are you bringing
and apparently from what? I think we're bringing Zoe.
Okay.
Yeah. No, just she's not going go to
the night,
not like, gonna go to the game.
But yeah. Emily's not going to the game.
No, yeah. Not okay. going to the game. Not going to the game. They're okay. they're just coming for the hang. Yeah.
Makes sense. It's going to be cold.
And the wings.
That's what made me
and
think
the
about.
Wings. But from what I've heard, the Anchor Bar, it's one of those places where it's like the OG place, but also actually good.
So it's not you know? Like, not to rip, you know, like a Pats or a Geno's.
Correct.
Type of thing.
That's exactly
which I actually
right.
think get underrated a little.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree but, to a certain point.
Yeah. yeah. Well, I'm excited for it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't wait. So if you're thinking about going, coming
just
out,
just drive.
Us, yeah, just drive.
More people are driving than I expected. Like I've talked to 4 or 5 people.
6-hour drive. Driving.
Yeah, not bad.
That's manageable.
Yeah.
You know, now having a 7-year-old in the car may be less fun, but you know.
So when you drive long distances, do you drive or does
yeah,
Emily
always.
Drive?
Emily.
So Kristen
Emily
likes
drives,
to drive.
Okay. So Emily drives maybe 3 to 4 times a year.
Oh, really?
Like she will drive if she has to like do something without me. And I am not what when Emily and I are in the car together, unless it's a rare, we're going to like my friend's house and I'm drinking for the night right. or something. And she's going to be the designated driver. Unless that is the situation, I drive 100% of the time that Emily.
So I would say it's assumed Kristen's going to drive
oh, really?
Unless I stop. Wow. She likes driving and wow. I like playing on my phone.
Dude,
so
I would. It would be a dream. I hate driving. Driving is one of my least favorite activities. Like, I would love to just sit there and hang out. Emily doesn't want to drive.
What's crazy is we should probably get to the Eagles. Like, I'm an excellent driver. Like, I would say
there are
very few people in the world that are better drivers.
You are a very safe driver.
Very calm, smooth, like nondescript.
You're never pushing it.
You don't leave the car that
you're always letting someone in front of you if you need to.
You little bit different. A little more. I'm a little surprised Emily doesn't take the wheel.
Emily loved it. Well, I'm much better than I used to be. Emily's toned me down a bit as a driver.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm more likely to hit the gas on a yellow light. You're more likely to brake on a yellow light.
But I feel like when you're driving 6 hours, like, I know you can split it, but whoever drives, like, that's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's six hours of me being able to, again, play on my phone.
So jealous of you. It sounds amazing.
It
really sounds like a joy.
Oh, and then actually, one more thing.
Lock in, drive.
I went to, just quickly, then we'll get to the Eagles. Okay.
It'd be pretty funny if
they won 31-0.
If we did this all pod and just like spent an hour being like, hold on, we're going to get to it
the whole time. Then do final thought. I went to Peddler's Village. Have you ever been to this?
Dude, I grew up in Doylestown. I know Peddler's Village very, very, very well.
Way too many people.
Was it crowded?
It was cool. But like, the parking was insane. Yeah. And like, it's just a shame because I think it's something people can enjoy if it wasn't super
crowded. It's cool, yeah.
But I also went on a Saturday night, so like,
oh, that's the worst.
Yeah,
possible
it was like the worst
time
possible time.
What were you doing out in Buckingham? Like, in
well, we didn't have the radio show, so me and Kristen drove out there to like New Hope and did like,
oh, you did the New Hope
a whole little day.
Yeah. Look at you! Did you go over to Lambertville? Any of that?
No, so we did New Hope, like that main strip of all the shops,
Main Street, New Hope.
Had eggnog,
nice.
In on eggnog a little more than I expected.
Wow! Oh, so wait, hold up! Never had eggnog before.
I feel like I've maybe had it, but I didn't think I liked it. And we tried
it. It's pretty good eggnog. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's one of those things where like you can have two max and then all right, I'm done.
It's a little milky for me.
I like an eggnog or two. And
it's
then
kind of gross looking, but like it is good. It's fine.
It tastes
fine.
Good.
Yeah. So then we went to Peddler's Village and it was cool. Like, took forever to park. The second we got there, I was like, we should probably leave. Like, it just, but like, the lights were on. I don't know. It had like a Christmassy vibe.
What an activity. What a thing to do.
It's a long drive.
That's what I was
back into
like
the city.
It's an hour 15. Yeah.
It took like an hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah. Well, look at you actually out there living life.
Thank you.
Yeah. Proud of you, buddy.
Yeah.
You know me, I try to avoid leaving my house at all times.
When you live in the city, leaving the city really becomes
it is. It is such
it's crazy.
Honestly, I'm going to use this word and it is. It is aggressive, but it's a hardship.
It is. It really is. Like, I really feel like when I go to someone's house outside the city, like that is a big ask.
Yeah. Big time.
Whereas I feel like asking people to come in the city, they probably view it the same way.
I would never ask anyone to come to the city.
True. I also never.
It's all good. Do your thing, man. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good point. Yeah. I'll just sit at home and watch TV.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to watch a movie, man. Chill out. All right. Should we?
The Eagles.
They won.
What a game.
We're back.
So I rewatched it and like a couple things stood out to me.
Please. I'm so happy you did the work here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cause so
believe it or not, I did not rewatch it.
It's wild how easy they made it look. Yeah. And I know the Raiders are bad, but I almost said this phrase on the radio, but I wasn't sure if I could say it. Like,
ooh, Tucker got excited there. Tucker's like, yeah,
I'm sure I can say it on YouTube. Yeah. It's like, you know, the expression like, like
I was just thinking of all the things that you came out with, like C word.
Yeah.
Anyway,
like porn. No, that is what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's like, you know, when you see it.
Well, you said if you know, exactly, you know, that is porn. That's the famous phrase. From, yeah.
So like, I just from watching
porn
it
on the radio, though, you I know just, that, right?
I always err on the side of caution. Like, you'll never catch me say the A word. On the radio, I promise you that. Yeah,
porn is a word. Yeah, it's not a curse.
Feels like inappropriate to say. Okay. But
you're on with Jody Cameron talking about like hoses and for Nick Foles and whatnot.
True.
But sure, yeah.
I almost. Yeah, hold on. So I filled in for Pat Gallen.
I love
on
Pat.
CBS. Yeah, he's
you were the news guy.
Well, like me
you
and Don.
Yeah,
kind
guy?
Of.
Look
it wasn't.
You.
Yeah. So they made a joke like the backup quarterback, and I almost said on the air, I was like. Well, it's not the only reason they call me Nick Foles. But then I was like, I didn't know, like, for CBS. Like, so I stood away from
oh,
it.
Oh, I wish you had done that. Yeah. That would be epic.
So anyway, from watching the game, they did make it look very easy. And I think that's the positive, is that it's been so long since this team made it look easy on offense. Like, there's been games where they've scored points. There's been games where they had a quarter or two. But, like,
they haven't had a full game like
it's
that.
Never looked like they could do what they wanted when they wanted to do it. Just
you
the
say,
execution.
I was about to say what you did. Actually,
yeah, the execution
level,
was like on the plays to Goddard. the touchdowns. Like, yeah. Again, not to always compare everything to Philly special, but like, they just executed the play perfectly. Like, it was a good play call and like design and everything. But the real takeaway from that is like, all 11 players were on the same page. The timing was good. Like, everyone was in the right place. And then on the third and 12 run for Jalen, like, they set up a perfect lane for him. Like, so that's what really just stood out, is that I know it was the Raiders, and I know when you're playing a worse team, it's easier to execute because they're not, because they're not putting up as much as of a fight. Right. But just, I thought it was the first game this year on offense. It looked like they were all on the same page. You only had the three penalties. Cam Jurgens on the Players Lounge last night said they did a much better job this week, like paying attention to detail, like little things, like putting their hands in the right place pre-snap. And I think it showed. I think it showed. So again, it's the Raiders, but to everyone that says it's the Raiders, like, the Eagles also have quality wins. So it's not like you can just go, well, they only beat the Raiders. Like, they have beaten quality teams this year. So I actually felt really good about it. Like,
And real quick before you go on, just with the Raiders of it all, like, and we said this on the post game, but I think it bears repeating, like, there is beating up on a bad team.
There is absolutely.
And there is having stats. Like, this hasn't happened for the Eagles since 1955. Yeah. This hasn't happened since 1999. This hasn't since 2018. Like, it's not your run of the mill, like, they beat up on a bad team. They absolutely, totally dominated team in a way that even that team hasn't been dominated this season.
They probably could have put up 50. Absolutely. Or close to it if they wanted to.
They essentially put up 38 on that last trip, right? They just didn't get in the end zone. But they you know,
right, like, and they also held the ball the entire fourth quarter.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then Jalen. So, like, Jalen actually was a little less impressed rewatching it. He just had so little to do. Like he only threw the ball 15 times. He completed 12 of them. This is definitely, like, the definition of nitpicking. I get it. But, like, the misses he had were bad misses. Like, his accuracy has definitely taken a step back this year. And it's not just an eye test.
It was windy again, right?
But if you look at his numbers overall this year, like, last year,
he's been bad.
He was arguably the most accurate quarterback in the NFL last year. In fact, I think he was number one in adjusted completion percentage on Pro Football Focus. He's 18th this year. So, like, he has taken, I think, a dramatic step back in his accuracy. And, like, the Devontae throw was really nice. He had some nice throws to Goddard. So
AJ throw was awesome.
Yeah, the AJ throw is good. Again, a very easy throw, but he made it.
So
he
down
made
the
it perfectly.
Middle.
Yeah, like, it was a perfect throw, but like a very easy throw, but a perfect throw. But so his accuracy was good. He still did good things. It's just crazy how many more of the easy throws he's missing this year, and how many times, like, his ball placement, especially coming off Carson, who had like horrendous ball placement. And that's why you see so many of Carson's receivers drop passes. Like, notice, I know they've had a few drops this year, but drop passes have not been an issue for this team. I know part of it too is you have AJ and Devontae versus Folgum and whoever, right? But just Jalen puts the ball in such awesome places. And I think that's not been as good this year. Like, the Goddard throw, Goddard should have caught it. But even that, like, Goddard.
Yeah, he should have caught it though.
Yeah, he should have caught it 100%. But like, I just think Jalen's ball placement has taken a bit of a step back. But that being said, like, when I rewatch it, it looks like the 2024 Eagles just without a big Saquon run. Like, that, they looked exactly how they looked last year. Dominant defense, running game that they leaned on, Jalen making big throws down the sidelines and like wide open over the middle, not trying to attack over the middle, Jalen only attempting 15 passes. Like, that is what they looked like last year. And I thought it was like a really big step in the right direction. Now, the next thing is stacking it, right? Like, can you go to Washington and play good as well? And I think because you played so well last week, it's not a style points game. Like, if they just go to Washington and win, like, good enough, right? But if they can go to Washington and play well
and build on it,
yeah,
and look like the same team we just
then
saw,
you really start to like get some momentum. Then you have Buffalo,
because Washington is better than the Raiders. Like, I know that
Washington's considerably better.
Like, the Raiders are
in the way that
horrible.
The Raiders are.
Yeah,
right.
Washington's a bad team too, but it's like, we're talking bad and we're talking horrendous.
But Washington, you know?
Washington's serviceable.
I don't even know if I would qualify them as bad.
They almost beat Denver a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
If they get the 2 point, they win that. Denver's
their last three losses, two of them are in overtime.
I think it's more that the gap between the best team in the league and the third and fourth and fifth worst teams in the league is much smaller than it normally is.
The other thing is, like, so Jane Daniels is not going to play. Mm-hmm. I would almost have rather faced Jane.
Oh, I definitely
Daniels.
Would have. He hasn't
just
played at all.
He's barely played. Yeah, he's definitely. Like banged up. Mariota at the very least is
he's a gamer.
Serviceable.
Yeah, they're playing
like probably
right.
Below serviceable, but he's not like, frankly, Kenny Pickett.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Now Kenny played actually better with the Eagles than Mariota did, ironically, but, I mean, they got Terry McLaurin. Their offensive line's pretty good. So, like, I don't think it's going to be an easy win. If you look it up, in the past 10 games, they've
played. They always play tough with Washington.
Well, especially
Washington. It's never super easy. Yeah.
They're 6-4 in Washington.
It's just
in their
never
last
super
10
easy.
Yeah.
Except like 2017, I guess, was they, you know, that first game was really.
Last year they lost
in
Washington.
It's rare that it's easy.
Yeah. So I just think they played well against the Raiders. They did things you can really believe in. And what I think was really impressive is even though they didn't run the ball well, the running game served its purpose. Mm-hmm. I thought Cam Jurgens said something interesting on the Players Lounge. He said, I'm paraphrasing here, and I'm going to paraphrase for my best, but it was basically like, we're doing a better job of sticking with plays even if they don't work early in games. And I thought that was...
But we've talked about that from a play-calling perspective. That's what's been so frustrating with the running game is it's felt like they've been like, all right, we'll run it on first down here. Oh, didn't work. Let's lose that. You know what I mean? It feels like they've abandoned things early in games more than they should. So that is running wise.
And one thing I think, and this is worth stating, like Petullo, it is his first year on the job. And 100%. So I think like he could be improving as the year
goes course.
On, right?
I've said that all year, right?
Yeah. But I'll also say like and I've said this two pods now, but like I definitely pick up more on things players are saying where it's like not blaming Petullo, but like the things that they're saying they're doing better. There are hints of like, we're sticking with plays or like those type of things.
Yeah.
So another thing you saw against the Raiders was when you're not constantly in first and second and long, you can really get things going. Like even if it's only a 3 yard run, which averaging 3 yards a run for a game is not going to be good. It's so much better to be in second and seven than like second and 13.
Yeah.
You know, it's like even just getting
third
positive,
and four than right. Yeah, exactly.
It's like just positive yardage is just such a big thing for this offense. So, just rewatching it, I just thought they looked like crisp, clean, and it was impressive.
So the Saquon thing, because we talked about it quickly on the post game pod, but in your rewatch, because it felt like to me live in the moment that there was yards left on the field, there was Saquon that he had some big holes and got whether it was tracked down or that one play, the guy just kind of like cut off his angle and he couldn't get past him. Like there are spots where it felt like last year Saquon would turn up. 4 yard run into a 20 yard run or whatever it is. Was that as noticeable on the rewatch?
So I think in general, this team is not great at breaking tackles. You got a very itchy leg situation.
I know.
Do you got the long johns on? Or
I
like,
do.
Okay.
I do.
Like
it has
four
to do with
straight
that,
minutes.
Though, I think it's just I got a little psoriasis patch, which I get.
All right. Fair. Well,
yeah.
You're a hero.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Fight throw. Yeah.
Tucker was shocked there.
Well, isn't that like when your liver stops working?
No, well, that's psoriasis of the liver, but psoriasis.
No, that's cirrhosis.
Yes, which is from the same beginning. Yes,
I see a
psoriasis
lot of psoriasis
is like
commercials.
It's like eczema. It's the same thing as eczema.
Yeah, I had eczema
just
when
I get dry
younger,
skin. Yeah, I get dry skin, especially
now. You're making my skin.
Per our conversation earlier, especially when it goes super duper cold, when it wasn't like the changes like that give me like a little.
Yeah. Well, we're thinking of you.
Appreciate you.
I feel like I had to comment. It'd been
trust me, it's driving me crazy right now.
I don't think this team is good at making people miss tackles, and they keep.
Well, look, they showed a couple games ago, and it's still true that least yak in the league.
Yeah. Now, part of that is
the offense,
the
and
routes,
stuff, but I think
but,
it's part of it too. Like we don't like AJ broke a tackle a couple games, so I was like, I didn't know it was allowed.
Yeah, like Goddard can do it for sure. But like Devontae, they keep putting him in positions to try to make people miss, and he just doesn't do it. So like. Back to Saquon, I guess where I'm going with is like, you just don't see this team force a lot of missed tackles. And I think this year, especially Saquon's going down. I don't want to say easily, but like, cause
easier.
I think he's running hard. Like I do think there are still a good amount of runs per game where he gets a little extra yardage.
Yeah. He's got,
general
he's still got like
record.
The short, like, he could do it like a jump step and he could do the little,
does little things
shimmy
like that.
And stuff that works, but it's the explosiveness.
Yeah. He just doesn't. I mean, he doesn't look like the Saquon.
He just doesn't.
Now, I do think though, what they kind of worked against the Raiders was just continually running
get
Tank involved. Now Tank has 17 carries. Obviously it's a little bit skewed.
That last drive. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I just thought their commitment to running the ball was impressive, even though the running game itself was not impressive. Jordan Mailata and Cam, because he's been the last 2 weeks, keep bringing up that one thing they think has changed with the running game is the receivers blocking. I wonder if like there was a come to
that's
Jesus.
No, that's really interesting because we have had enough people point out throughout the course of the season, both good and bad, but like the AJ, some missed blocks, some lack of effort.
Well, you
know, on some
Darius
of these
Cooper has been
had
playing
huge
more,
block like, too.
He had a good
block.
He had a big blocker on the on like the big run or whatever. The touchdown run on the trick play against the Chargers. But was it the Chargers?
The 52-yarder.
Yeah, that was the Chargers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think like that's part of it. I do wonder if like they had a meeting or like, yo guys, you got to block better. Like they're like, it's one thing not to be a good blocker. And again, AJ is not on this team to block.
No,
like,
of course not.
But there has
it's still your job.
There has to be serviceable blocking. Otherwise, like you can't run to the outside.
Yeah.
And that then
it's interesting.
And I think the Jalen running thing, yeah, like,
of course
I was actually surprised. So like how the players, when they talk about Jalen running, how important they think it is, like how much easier it makes their job.
Because
like they were saying one thing that they've had a lot of trouble with in the running game this year is, and I'm not gonna like, I can't explain it X's and O's the way they do, but like having two, thank you, having like two people, like if you're running to the right, having two people crash down from the left side. But if like Jalen is a threat to run, then one of them sticks with Jalen. Yeah. And so you're just, you know, cutting it in half, essentially.
It's a numbers game.
Yeah. So I feel like they feel they figured some things out in the running game,
which is huge.
But the issue is like the running back is not super special right now. So like, even though I do think they're blocking better and I do think they are doing things schematically that like they have confidence in, I just don't think Saquon is who he was last year. So in order for the offense to be built by the run, like they're going to have to get positive yards first and second down. Like they're going to have to put in third and manageable situations, because you're just not going to get those home run plays that you did last year. But honestly, that's not the end of the world either. Like you can control the clock. That's one thing they were really good at last year. So I think they're encouraged with the running game, but Saquon not being special has definitely hurt their like home run ability.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to get to the Jalen running thing in a second, but Elliot, it's time to talk game plan, buddy. The Birds,
we were just talking
in that we are, but this is a more important game plan. No offense to the Birds, because the Birds are in the thick of the season. But for Philly homeowners, game plan isn't just for winter. Winter's here. Mm. And those old windows are letting the cold in. It is cold. Blitz right near them.
Yeah. The call, it's simple. You've got to stop the cold from sacking your wallet, because the defense for that is a new set of high quality windows from our friends at Window Nation. And right now, you can save 50% off all window styles during their massive end of year sale. 50? Crazy, the year's almost over.
It's, dude, it's almost
Christmas
over.
Christmas is next week.
Ah, yeah.
And then it's basically New Year's.
It's crazy.
And then it's basically February.
Yeah. You know what? It's incredible. You know what else is incredible? 50% off is incredible.
Off.
Plus, execution flawless. Mm. Full window replacement in just one day. But wow. Ellie, you know what stops a lot of people though? Especially, just talked, Christmas is next week. It's the budget, holiday shopping, the whole thing. We have good news for you.
That's right. Window Nation special financing is as nice as a Hertz deep ball touchdown. Boom. Like you had last week.
Yes.
So you can get 0% financing for 5 full years. Plus, get a warmer home this winter with a low monthly payment. So don't wait. Get your free estimate today at windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION.
Nailed it.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation. You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
All right.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jalen Ronnie thing obviously helps the team and all that, but he did get hurt.
So I think I've decided I don't love it.
You don't love that?
Like him running.
Oh, all right. I think the floor is yours. Yeah. Because he is not as good a quarterback if he doesn't run. Flat out.
Agreed. And like, I think actually, all right, so here is like my full opinion on it.
The floor is yours.
I think he should do it when he thinks he can do it. Like that's, I trust him. Like if he feels he can run, then run. But I don't want him like being forced to run. I think
they should have some design runs in the game.
Yeah, like two or three a game. Like I'm not turning this dude into like Lamar in his prime. Like I'm not like doing 8-9 design runs a game. Like I think there are times for it to be called. But I also think, and Jalen is one of the smartest, if not the smartest quarterbacks I've seen in the league at avoiding hits. Like he just is, right? Like he doesn't take big hits, but even Jalen gets hurt. And like you cannot always control
how you get hurt pretty much every year of his career.
So this is another thing. Like we're recording this on a Tuesday, the first day of practice today. Like let's see if he plays on Saturday. I don't think it's a guarantee he's playing on Saturday. The way that knee bent, the way he said after the game, like we'll see how it is.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know yet.
His mood at the podium afterwards, like, and I know he said I'll be fine, but I am in full like antenna up that Jalen doesn't play on Saturday. So here's the thing. We both, not to do the whole Tanner McKee thing. And like, for what it's worth, Tanner looked awesome again.
Sure.
And Jimmy Kemsky, Philly voice, actually I thought phrased it perfectly. Like every time Tanner plays, he looks prepared. He looks like he's ready for the moment, right? Like, it's a perfect way to phrase it. Yeah. And I think if Tanner has to play on Saturday, he'll play well. And I think if, you know, we would know by now, but if, God forbid, Jalen has like a serious knee injury and he's out for 3 or 4 weeks, like I think Tanner would be like mostly okay. But everybody's lying to themselves if they think Tanner McKee is taking this team to a Super Bowl this year. Like, could it happen? Sure. Nick Foles did it.
Of course. Yeah,
but Nick Foles had played 40 games in the NFL.
No, it's a different situation. Tanner, this guy's never played a meaningful game.
It's not even fair to expect him to. So like when Jalen went down and he bent his knee like that and he got up and was limping, like that was their season in the balance right there. So I agree he should do it. And like earlier in the year, I was more in the camp of you have to do it. Like, you got to do it, right? The defense is really good. The running game is turning around a little bit. I think they're figuring out things that work in the passing game. I am not putting Jalen in harm's way. And I think I just trust Jalen. Like when he thinks he can run, then I'd have him do it. But if he has hesitation in the building about running, then I'm not forcing him to do it.
So I agree with some of that and disagree with a little bit. I agree that right now, coming off the injury particularly, I would play it safe with him until the playoffs.
Especially in that gross stadium on that gross field.
I would play it safe with him, but I also think that they're not winning the Super Bowl if he doesn't run. Like I don't think this offense is good enough without him running. Like that dynamic, and I agree with you, he doesn't have to run 20 times.
Yeah,
like,
I think three or
six times in a game, and that's fine. Four potentially, if it's the right four times. I would like a little more. I'd like three design runs and then a few takeoffs, whatever.
Which he's going to do. And that's exactly what Sunday was. Yeah. But
no, I'm fine with that. He had seven runs on Sunday. I thought it was perfect. Yeah, like, that's what
was a tush push. There was a kneel
I'm all about that. But I don't think it can just be like, well, just work it from the pocket. Like, he's not good enough to do that right now. Like, he's just not.
I agree. Although I do think they are getting back to their safe space of like what Jalen is good at and calling and getting them in plays. Like, again, not a big X's and O guy, but rewatching it, there were guys open all over the field on Sunday. Now it's the Raiders, right? Like, they're terrible. So I'm not, but like, I thought Jalen, even on the long pass to Devontae, like, AJ's wide open. Like, there were a lot of opportunities. So I actually feel pretty good about the passing game. And I know the offense, because they've lost two of the last three games, like, no one feels great about it, or they've lost three of the last four. Like, the offense has been moving the ball. They have been. Like, against the Chargers, they messed up in the red zone, which they don't do often. Jake Elliott missed a field goal. Against the Cowboys, they came out super hot. Like, they moved the ball well on Sunday, obviously. Chicago's really the only game where they didn't move the ball well. But they still, like, I think have figured things out on offense. So, while I agree Jalen running helps the offense, I don't think it's not a desperate enough situation for me where I am willing to risk putting someone with, like...
No, but in the playoffs, it is.
Well, in the playoffs, you have to do whatever it takes, right?
Okay, and so, like, we agree on that. Yeah. Oh, I agree. Like, look, I think they're going to be the three seed pretty much. No, I mean, they could be the two seed. It's the two,
I think they're
going
to be the three.
I think they're probably going to be the three, and I think they
Although Chicago's schedule is very tough.
Really tough. I know. Yeah. Well, and they play the Packers this week, I believe. So I think, you know.
I think they're going to beat the Packers, unfortunately.
Well, but the Parsons injury is massive.
Yeah, I think the Parsons might just, like, kill
and the Packers.
I mean, it's not like losing your quarterback from a schematic standpoint.
But it's pretty close.
But I think emotionally,
I think he meant a lot. Big time loss. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. So, all right, a couple things. And then.
But can I say one more thing about the run? Is, like, when I say I trust Jalen, what I mean is, in the playoffs, I think Jalen will,
right,
will run when he has to. But, like, leading into the playoffs, I'm not putting Jalen in harm's way, like, a fraction more than I have to.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Jalen Carter and Lane Johnson. When are we going to the Carter? I think, do you think Carter's going to, they're going to hang on to,
I don't
playoffs?
Think he's going to play this
week. I agree. Well, this week, do you think Carter will play again before the playoffs? And should they?
It's a good question. To be honest, I don't have any inside information on this. So this is just speculating, but, like, I would think there's, like, a shot he plays against Washington in the final game of the season.
Just to get him a little run.
I don't, like, the pass rush has been awesome recently.
I know.
Like, there's not a real desire to put him out there other than to get him reps before a playoff game.
Well, that'd be the thing. Yeah. Like, get him a little action. But,
I'd also probably lean on the make sure you're 100% thing. So I would be surprised, I guess. I would lean that you maybe see him against Washington. I don't think you see him this week or against Buffalo.
And either way,
and I think Lane's playing this week.
With Jalen Carter, you do not expect him to be as good in the playoffs because of this layoff.
I think it'll hurt him. Now, for the first game, like, for the second game, maybe, you know, and I think they will win the first playoff game.
Look,
I feel
he is fully
very
back.
Confident.
This is
about
great.
That. Would you rather, I mean, I'm not going to do my whole Seattle rant, but would you rather play Seattle or San Francisco? Because it looks like those are the two.
I'd rather play San Francisco just because I think Seattle's defense is the best thing on either team. So that's really all it comes down to for me. But look, it's not like I wouldn't be scared of Seattle coming here. I wouldn't be scared of San Francisco coming here. It's just because I think
compelling point.
Defense travels. And I think
they struggle against
their
Seattle.
Defense is really good. Like, it's legit. I'm not scared of Darnold in the big game. I agree. But the Niners, I think the Niners are more a product of their schedule than anything.
I agree.
I don't think the Niners are very good.
Like, I think Seattle's a product too, but, like,
I agree to a point, but
they
played
bad quarterback.
I just think their D is legit. And I don't think anything on the Niners other than McCaffrey is legit.
My only counter to Seattle's D being legit is
I think Purdy is scarier than Darnold. I'd rather play Darnold than Purdy. So you have that going, because Purdy at least has won some big games.
Seattle's head coach is a rookie. Not rookie, but he's never coached in the playoffs.
Shanahan's
right?
A loser, so.
He's a loser.
In big games.
So he is a loser, I agree. But, like, he does win.
He's been there
early
in
playoffs. Like, his loser-ness.
No, that's a good point. In the biggest of games.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating. Look, I agree with you. I will pick them, depending on how the season plays out, Jalen's healthy, all these things, I will pick them to beat either of those teams, depending on how it plays
out. Here's a question for you. Of all the possible games they could play, like, it's probably not going to be Rams at home. Like, it'll probably be Rams on the road. But, like, who knows? Chicago at home, Chicago on the road. See, like, what games would you pick them to lose? And I know things can change, but
it's impossible.
I know, like, let's just say the playoffs started next
today,
week.
Yeah. Like, going to and again, it's not because it's just facing the Rams here or LA is the only game that I would be like, I don't know. I think the Rams are probably better right now today, but also Devontae Adams just got hurt. Like, that's massive for them. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The point is
anything out on how hurt he is, by the way?
No, they're saying it week to week. So
that's bad.
Yeah. He almost definitely not going to play Thursday against Seattle. And that's a big game. I think here it's more of I think the Eagles could win or lose any of these games. Like, I think they could lose to the Bears at home. I think they could beat the Bears in Chicago. Like, I think they could beat them in LA. I think the Rams in LA is probably the toughest game because I think they're probably the best overall team, but like none and all.
So,
you know,
I hadn't considered this and maybe I should have, but like, I think Eagles should be rooting for Seattle to be the one seed.
Of course they should.
So like, you should be rooting for Seattle.
But then again, you're going to Seattle is the only thing with that.
I've been to Seattle.
Yeah, I still think you're
not what people make.
I think you're rooting for Seattle to be the one.
Yeah, for sure. I think
you're rooting for Seattle on Thursday night against the Rams for sure.
So I don't think playing in, although I'm thinking this through live on the air.
The Eagles are horrible in Seattle.
And one thing that's really hurt the Eagles this year that they constantly bring up is like on the road, they have to dramatically change what they do because of like silent count.
And it's loud there.
And like, they're already a sloppy team.
Yeah.
In LA, you get the dome with Eagles fans. But also I think LA's offense, like I'd much rather face
LA's offense is scary.
I'd much rather face, all right, here's where I think I'd land on it.
I think LA's offense might be better than Seattle's defense. It's close.
Well, especially in that dome. Like now if they came to Philly, I think it's different. Yeah. But I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
I'd also rather go to Seattle.
Yeah. So it's fascinating though. And I think all the teams that make it, like pretty much anyone, I don't think the Panthers or Bucks are going to the Super Bowl, but otherwise I think everyone else.
I was thinking about this. Like, I think there would be, this isn't a word, but like a scaredness or like there would be a fear for me of playing the Panthers at home. Like,
I think they're bad.
Yeah, I agree. But here's the deal. Like if they play Seattle or San Francisco, like they could maybe be underdogs in those
games. I get your point that they might not get up.
The Panthers
Carolina.
Would have
I'm not too worried.
Nothing to play for. Talk about house money. The Panthers playing a playoff
I think
game,
there's
they could score
a
6 points.
A standard deviation of talent with these teams.
I agree with you, but like my fear would be the Eagles like...
Don't show up.
Yeah, although I don't know. They smoked the Raiders and the Giants, and I don't think... The Panthers are better than
I think
Raiders,
it's fascinating. And again, like it's as open a year as I remember.
Yeah.
At week 16, we're heading into. All right, Lane, you think he's going to play this week?
I think Lane's going to play. Let me ask you this because we probably won't talk until, I guess we'll talk Thursday, about it on Thursday. But like, if Jalen doesn't practice today, like his estimated he doesn't practice, and like, let's say he's limited tomorrow or whatever, but it's clear like he's dealing with something, would you sit him? Like, would you err on the side of caution or would you like be like, no, they got to win? You don't want to.
It's a good question.
I think I'd sit him.
I don't know.
But the tough thing is if you lose that game, like then you got Buffalo.
Yeah.
Now you have the safety net of Washington at home.
But you could use it as a bye. I could be a bye for you if you don't have to play your guys.
That's a good
in
point.
It. Yeah. So it's
I didn't thought about that they could have
it
off
could be a
weeks.
Bye. Yeah. That could be a bye week for them.
Yeah, which they could use, especially if
big
Jaylen's
time.
Hurt.
Yeah.
I just think look, they'll probably beat Buffalo because, of course, they will. But like, and we'll be there.
We'll be there.
Although I don't know, you got smoked last time.
Yeah, but we won Baltimore last year. We're 1-1. We're doing all right. You know, that was the biggest win of the year last year. No big deal.
We'll have to like put something together so people know where to meet us.
We'll figure that out.
But I think the chance of beating Buffalo are, you know, I don't know, 30%. Like, it's just not great. So I almost would be like, you just go beat Washington this week, end it. And then your final two games, you're like playing for seeding a little bit, but you're mostly just 3 or 4. Yeah. There's not a big difference. Yeah. I would just be worried about putting Jalen out on that field.
Well, and then obviously, as people mentioned, if Tanner comes in, it looks awesome. Then you got that whole nonsense to worry about too.
Yeah, but I think I'm
not worried about Jalen's my quarterback no matter what. I'm just saying like, we have to deal with that in the city. You know,
it'd
be annoying.
It is interesting that we can't like, and I know I'm probably part of this because I enjoy speculating and all that, but like in theory, Tanner playing awesome should be amazing news. Like, you know, you would think if he went out there and like lit it up, you'd be like, wow, they got two great quarterbacks. Like, but you're right. It would, if Jalen then struggled against Buffalo, which would be a way tougher spot.
Yeah,
like,
just be a thing, you know?
I agree. It would be a thing.
Yeah.
He looked, I mean, again, not to compare to Jalen, but like he looked good on Sunday.
He did.
And I know he's playing
fine.
The Raiders,
yeah,
blah, blah,
like
but like
he was ready.
He is definitely a professional quarterback.
Sure. Yeah.
This isn't like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of another inexperienced backup they had. They don't really normally have those.
No, they've been doing a good job of
Yeah,
backups,
but like
Sudfeld.
Sure.
Sudfeld. Yeah, that's true. And I was in on Sudfeld. I think Sudfeld, had he stayed here, could have been better. But you're right. I think McKee will have a better career.
He left to compete for a starting job.
Was it with the Lions?
No, it was Washington.
I don't think it was a competing for a starting.
That's what
job.
Howie said.
No, it was, okay.
You're making fun of it. Right. And then what did Jeffrey
Pepper
say?
Such a deadpan, man.
It was good. It was well delivered. Yeah. What did he? Didn't Jeffrey Lurie say something about Sudfeld too? It was like,
yeah, like he's.
We really wanted to see him play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it to the Eagles. The one time they ever could have tanked.
They.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
They I think tanked. We have to start over.
Yeah. Luckily, it's being recorded. And yeah. Make a little note. You can mark that one. All right. So, Lane, you think's going to play?
I think Lane's going to play.
And one last thing before you get to final thoughts. And I've been thinking about this a lot.
Because I have one too.
Okay. Mine was going to be, do you think the defense can get to the same level that they were last year? Because it feels like...
Yeah, I think so.
I think they're pretty close, right?
Yeah. I think they're... I honestly think this defense... Is
be better,
is just as good.
Whoa! Like,
I mean, Adoree Jackson is playing at a high level,
really
now.
Well. Yeah.
Quinyon and Cooper have been awesome.
Marcus Epps settling things down.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
About
like,
that?
I think maybe seeing him in a real game will be a little.
I agree, but all yeah. I'll say is the fact that I didn't notice him. Like,
yeah,
I
that's true. I completely forgot. About him. Yeah. All right, so here's a question.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley said after the game, and I'm surprised his clip isn't getting more play. Like, he thought they were focusing on the wrong thing for a few weeks, and they got back to focusing on the right things,
Whoa.
Essentially, right?
Whoa.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Saquon's been yapping.
I wasn't
man.
At Saquon
about
for
the sidelines and stuff, too.
CBS played me the quote, and I was like, wow.
Saquon is really speaking.
What do you think he meant?
So what did he say exactly?
It was essentially, like, we've been focusing on the wrong things.
AJ?
Do you want to try to look it up? I mean, it seems... Like,
right. I mean, it's the only thing that pops my head. They didn't throw to AJ a lot. Like, it wasn't the same type of force it to AJ type thing. It's the only thing I can think of.
I hope the quote just comes up. I'm not going to be able to find it. No, I mean, like, I think it sounds a lot like AJ, but like, they like AJ in the locker room.
They do, but like,
I also don't subscribe to that like they were bad because they were throwing the ball to AJ.
I don't either, but I definitely think that there is a possibility that if Jalen in his head is thinking about AJ more, he's not looking at the field the right way. He's not thinking, you know, like he's not.
I think more what it was they were like, we got to try to open the passing game up, and that coincided with AJ getting the ball more. And again, I thought in the Chargers game, he actually did a lot of good things in the passing game. Jalen did,
yeah.
But like, it clearly was a very different looking passing game. But it was also the Raiders, and that's why this next week will be interesting. Like, Washington is they're a bad defense, but like they are better than the Raiders.
Oh, no doubt.
So
like, significantly better.
Yeah.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rumchata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rumchata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So good, so good, so good.
Score holiday gifts everyone wants for way less at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save on UGG, Nike, Rag & Bone, Vince, Frame, Kurt Geiger London, and more.
Because there's always something new.
I'm giving all the gifts this year with that extra 5% off when I use my Nordstrom credit card. Santa who?
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. It's easy. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
All right. Agreed. You got anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Let's final thought it up, buddy.
All right. Let me pull up my thing. Okay. I got one. You're not going to have much to say on this, I would guess.
My favorite kind.
Yeah. So me and Kristen were in Washington a few weeks ago, and we went to the National Portrait Museum. And there was, you ever been?
No. So is it just portraits of people?
Yeah, it's cool. Fine. Just a lot of pictures of people.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
but like, so they have like a lot of obviously like presidents and like, first of all, getting your portrait done in the day seemed like a pretty baller thing to do.
Oh, back in the day. Don,
also, it's, yeah. It must suck to pay. I mean, I'm sure it was expensive.
I don't like the
and it
job
comes out. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. Like, I don't look like that. Come
15 on. Pence for this. And this is like
in England,
whatever it was called. Yeah. Well, a lot of them were from, but regardless, like, so anyway, so there was this, a portion of it that had like movie stars, right?
Okay.
I hope in 100 years reality stars get the credit they deserve.
Oh my God.
I like, I'm not saying there should be like Teresa Giudice like portrait in the National Portrait Museum, but I'm saying they're not much different than actors.
Oh, stop. So like actors. There's nothing like it. They're not like actors.
They're providing entertainment for millions of people. They are not acting, but they are celebrities, much like actors. I would argue it's maybe harder in the way that they don't get their lines fed to them the way actors do. Actors are basically just readers. But like, I just think I hope they get the respect they deserve in 100 years. I hope we don't look down on this part and be like, you couldn't possibly put Vanderpump Rules in the Portrait Museum. Like, why? You're putting Charlie Chaplin or whoever.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, whatever. I actually watched one of his videos recently, or movies,
one
I guess.
His videos.
One of his clips.
Dude, how people sat through these things back in the day, I have no idea.
Well, there was no other choice. They didn't have sound in movies. Like, there was no other choice.
Just make one. Just wait until you can do sound.
Okay.
It's like, I watched it. It was like,
this freaking
guy. I mean, create.
Take what you can get.
Props to them. I don't know if that's a way to live life.
Well, they didn't have a choice. The jazz didn't come out until like 1927 or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was like almost 100 years old, the movie. Crazy. But like, if he gets a portrait, I don't see why like Tom Sandoval shouldn't.
Because
now he's not a great guy.
Reality is dumb.
Well, to you it's dumb, but to millions of other people it's not.
To a much smaller percentage than
people.
But
still a large percentage of people. And I also think it's a very defining part of our current culture, like entertainment culture.
You're right. Culture's gone to crap.
Well, I'm just saying, in 100 years, like, I hope that there's a wing.
But build a statue for Kim Kardashian, please.
Well, I don't know about a statue, but she certainly is a huge part of like the past 20 years.
Yes, of the devolved.
Like, she's not much different than Marilyn Manson.
Culture. Yes, the
Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Manson.
What?
Like, she's not much different. Marilyn Monroe. I'm saying, in terms of like the cultural impact, Kim Kardashian's been one of the most famous people in the world for like 10 or 15 years.
I don't know what to say to this.
I'm not saying one's more talented than the other. I'm saying in terms of
Marilyn Monroe and or Marilyn Manson, very different.
Very different.
Yes, yeah. Marilyn Manson, very different. Yeah.
But again, like, he gets a lot of like props and stuff.
Does he? I actually think it's the opposite from
Does
Marilyn
he? I
Manson.
Don't know. Yeah, he's very famous.
Very problematic figure.
Well,
actually.
I'm sure. Yeah, yes. I don't know. Again, I'm not co-signing.
Yeah, maybe you should. Research or you throw the
Marilyn
Manson.
The only thing I can remember about him is he just like kind of looked like the guy from Saw.
He was apparently a pretty
bad
guy.
Puppet guy.
women and whatnot.
Well, who would have thought? I mean, look at his, you know. But anyway, you know, not saying all of them, but like the most famous ones, I hope they get the credit they deserve.
I think that was your worst final thought of all time.
I think people are going to agree.
I hate it. I don't think so. A very small percentage will agree.
Well, forward thinking.
Yes.
Let's not close down the Portrait Museum. Let's open it up to, you know, tell our full story.
Yes. Tell the full story.
Yeah.
I have a lot of final thoughts right now. I'm going to start real quick. This is not my final thought, but the Rob Reiner thing, like just
very sad.
So sad. Like the one of the saddest, just in like the thinking about like the way to go, like it's just such a horrifying, like, you know,
I almost don't even know what to say about it.
There's nothing to say.
And the details come out. And
it's just like, horrible. But
you hear like he was fighting with his son the night before.
It's just the whole thing is so sad and so horrible. And he seemed like such a, you know, a big person and figure, and obviously did everything in Hollywood, was an actor, director, Princess Bride. He made Princess Bride, A Few Good Men. When Harry Met Sally, he made 3 of my 10 favorite movies of all time. Literally.
Well, I saw a tweet with a picture of like a run he went on.
Yeah. Oh, it's and the best run. First, it's like an insane run.
The first thing I thought of was you.
Of course.
I was like, this is like,
run all the time.
This
Spinal
is like
tap,
a not
misery.
Safe for work tweet for James.
I have had that done so many times. I think Rob Reiner was like the most underrated director because they don't talk about him that much, but he's just banger after banger.
Yeah.
So it's really sad. And then, you know, RIP Rob Reiner and his wife and all that, Michelle. But he was awesome. Dude, really, I'm a really, and also great actor too. Like when he went,
Wall Street.
Yeah, he's great.
Actually, obviously,
he's hilarious.
This will not surprise you, but like that's where I recognize.
Of course,
him from.
It was. Yeah. That didn't
I didn't
surprise
even know
me
he was
at
an
all.
Actor.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me at all. Yeah. He's great in Wolf of Wall Street. Leo's dad.
Yes.
All right. I have so many final thoughts. I really do. Like this
it's
is
tough when you have too many.
All right, I'll give you a choice. Do you want? I have two that relate to you.
Okay, well, I'm probably going to pick
them. You know, I'm actually going to do them both together because they're not, nothing's that crazy. One is not that great. It's just more that I've thought about a lot. I know you feel this way, but I've really, because we'll have callers who have spell it differently and I'll see the different, the way you spell your name is by far the best way to spell
it. Oh, I agree.
Like,
not
even close. Two L's, two T's look so ridiculous. The one L, one, like two T's.
I
agree. It all looks dumb. Like,
also,
it should be one L and one T. I feel so strongly. I'm sure, I know you feel strongly about this, but I want you to know that there are other people who are not named Elliot who feel strongly about this.
So, look, I'm a fan of all Elliots. Yeah. So, if you're out there and you spell it double L, double T, I still love you. We're all family.
Yes.
But like, we can all admit, it's the coolest way.
It's just the best way.
Yeah.
It's the way it should be spelled. I just want you to know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Second thing, and this is where
we get a lot of Elliot callers.
There's Elliot in Jacksonville, and then there's
another. Interesting. I don't think I've ever talked to him.
Here's the other thing, and this is pretty depressing because I thought of you immediately.
All right.
In both these. So he's obsessed with skincare.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Goes around the house.
Dude, you should have you ever do the eye patches?
Dude, you gotta sit down with her and talk to her. She's so excited.
Have you done the eye patches?
No.
Dude, let me send
Zoe
you.
Zoe's probably done it.
She'll love it. Like, they're cool on the face. She'll feel very, like, fancy.
And she literally said the phrase, beauty is pain.
Amen.
And I was like, no!
Yeah, I mean, look, now there's, like, you know, I don't want to feel... She is beautiful regardless.
She's not
and all
serious.
That. Yes.
She's more, you know, but yeah, she is.
So I do think some, like, one thing
little
I
Elliot, she loves skincare. She's so obsessed with it.
I think one way to look at it would be, like, it's not about improving yourself. It's about making yourself feel better.
I like that. That's
you know what I mean? Like,
it.
It's not about how you viewed other people. It just feels nice to do the eye thing.
I like
it's relaxing. And,
there you go. Yeah. What a good way to spin it. You're really great at spin.
That's why I have a job, probably.
That's why they call you the spin doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Shout out to Tucker. Appreciate you, pal.
Yeah. Appreciate you cursing.
I apologize to everybody. It just popped out. Sometimes it just
popped
out.
Amen.
We're not live, right, Tucker?
Yeah.
All right. Thursday. We'll be back later in the week.
Yeah.
Pods. Post game. All the good stuff. It's Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
As soon as the game ends, like
no
8:30,
birds,
whatever.
By the way.
No go birds because of the Eagles game, but we'll be on as soon as the game ends on the WIP YouTube channel. Until then, he's Adam James.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual.
fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu?
Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.